Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, we're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light.
Shabbat Shalom. Yes, indeed. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. Again, we are back again, and I am so very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed. The opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words which the Most High has granted me. Yes, indeed. For the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. He told me because of what I must do, he said, I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful, and so should also be you. My brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me, and yes, I welcome you to the show to hear these things. Here indeed, my brothers and sisters, was a word from on high. Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, He has told me I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could. I say that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. My brothers and sisters, what else do you think the rulers have done? That they have preserved, though the gospel of the one king in kingdom has gone forth. Nevertheless, we still see some 45,000 denominations, some 280-odd nations in this world, my brothers and sisters, all manner of diverse political, social, and pseudo-religious ideals that men uphold. But my brothers and sisters, we must understand. We've spoken about this many times. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we must understand in this special time, which we call Shabbat, the time in which, my brothers and sisters, we seek the peace of the Most High, the righteousness of Yah, beyond all else. My brothers and sisters, we must understand that the promise of the Most High, and I've said this on last evening, I need to say it again, the promise of the Most High, the promise for peace, the promise for righteousness, the promise for harmony with Yah, the promise, my brothers and sisters, for reconciliation of this world demands that we must understand that promise, that covenant, that blessedness, my brothers and sisters, are unto them who believe. And that word for believe, my brothers and sisters, also relates to the idea of those who trust and obey, cooperate, my brothers and sisters. The promise of the Most High, the promise of peace, blessedness from Him, even reconciliation to this world. The hope of my brothers and sisters truly being forgiven for all the unrighteousness, all the sin, all the divisions, all the misallegiances the men have upheld and called wise. The promise, my brothers and sisters, of salvation. The promise of inheritance unto the holy kingdom. I said the holy kingdom, where men speak no lies, do no inequity, are stable in the knowledge of the truth, and none, our brothers and sisters, has the power to destabilize the people or deceive the people, or for that matter, none has the power because of the protection of Yah to turn the people aside from that which Yah from the beginning has foreordained. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. Has always demanded that men must exceed the unrighteous standards of all their rulers if men are to give due honor unto the blessed peace and majesty of Yah and the sovereignty of His appointed anointed king. I must, my brothers and sisters, reiterate this very, very important ideal. The promise, my brothers and sisters, the scripture speaks of it in Galatians, 3rd chapter. The scripture speaks also concerning the promise, the promises of Yah. In Ephesians, in the 2nd chapter, I would focus on those for a moment. The scripture, my brothers and sisters, said the promise is not after many diverse seeds or doctrines, teachings, patriarchies, beliefs. The promise, my brothers and sisters, is true to the will of one. only after the will of one, my brothers and sisters, man's faith restored unto Yah, unto the one. And my brothers and sisters, a multitude of misimaginings and a multitude of misrepresentations and misallegiances have no power to restore that salvation. As I will tell you again, the Most High woke me in the middle of the night on last evening. And what he spoke to me, oftentimes he tells me things before I get a chance to stir at anything else. He oftentimes speaks very precious words to my soul. For that, again, very thankful. He told me that the promise, his promise, simply stated, is unto them who believe. And I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, that when the scripture says such things like in 1 Corinthians, that all the knowledge that Yah had given was not enough for men to know Yah, it means, my brothers and sisters, that men believing, trusting in, being dissuaded after a multitude of different standards, have not truly known Yah as he is. That men, my brothers and sisters, are so strong and steadfast in the knowledge of him that none could dissuade. If men knew Yah, my brothers and sisters, for all that the Most High declared, and understood it, my brothers and sisters, after much more than the unction that seems wise after their flesh, men, my brothers and sisters, would not be subject to so many diverse rulerships in this world. Men would not be subject, my brothers and sisters, to the multitude of political, social, and pseudo-religious ideals that are only idolatry, vanity before Yah, because they are not his will. They are not unto his purpose. Most I didn't tell anybody to take away from his vision, his thoughts, his purpose. Didn't tell anybody, my brothers and sisters, they had a right to add anything or take away anything. And it's because men have thought that they had such authority to do so, either in their ignorance, treachery, or just outright neglect. Wherever men have thought that they had such authority, my brothers and sisters, it has not been unto Yah that men have been led, but it is after demons, my brothers and sisters, deviants, that men have been misled. The promise of the Most High is unto a kingdom, true, to the will of one. Every vessel and personage in it, true, to the will of one. What did the scripture say? In the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing. No divisions among us. Find that scripture 1:10 through 11. 1 Corinthians, but I find it amazing that it was amongst the, what we have as one of the closing verses of 2 Corinthians, second letter to the Corinthians, in the last chapter, among the verses of brothers and sisters, and also a type of salutation, a benediction, if you will. It says, my brothers and sisters, that we must all examine ourselves to see if we are of the same faith. If not, he said, then we are reprobate, undisciplined, lawless. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Lawless. A law is surely required that all peoples, I said a law is surely required that all peoples shall surely discern what is the will of Yah as one. It is lawlessness, my brothers and sisters, when men lack the sense of order. When they sense, let's just say, they do not sense. How about that? What is necessary to transcend themselves? So, my brothers and sisters, left to itself, Most High spoke to me of concerning many years ago. He said, if there were no devil, all that would be required to make one is for man to be left to his own mind and heart. Man must be guided by the Most High, my brothers and sisters. Again, Galatians speak about the promise. He said the promise is not to a multitude of diverse ideals, but, if you will, my brothers and sisters, unto the will of one. It doesn't read exactly that way, but let me go ahead and get the verse for you so I can relate the point. The scripture's at Galatians 3:16.
It said, not to Abraham and to his seed were the promises made. That means those who are after the same faith as Abraham, and that does not divide the world but unifies it. He says, not unto Abraham and to his seed were the promises made. Hey, it's a promise unto the righteousness of one. It's unto the blessing and reconciliation of the world, unto the will of one. Even the word that is from the beginning, that men be formed, recreated, reborn, if you will. Workmanship, formed unto divine purpose. He says, now unto Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said, not into seeds as of many. In other words, it's not a multitude of partial and polluted doctrines, my brothers and sisters. It's not a multitude of partial and polluted doctrines that the Most High will count viable as true to him as a covenant. No man has a right to change or deny anything the Most High has declared. Once the Most High has confirmed the covenant, and he confirmed it from the beginning, vouchsafed it with his name, all that he has decreed, my brothers and sisters, as the eventuation in this world from the beginning, and he is indeed the first and the last, the beginning and the end. All that he decreed for my brothers and sisters from the beginning is an eternal and everlasting statute, meaning that every standard that this world has sought to exalt, not true to that which the Most High declared from the beginning, has been a lie, has been a pretense, has been folly, has been a deception, my brothers and sisters, has been a deception in that men have followed after a multitude of such perverse standards, and there could not be after them not reconciliation of man with man, nor man with his creator, for the multitude of differences that men have sought to exalt and allowed to continue to exist, oftentimes flattering themselves not to realize the need to transcend every single fallen and partial standard that men have exalted since the dawn of human fall. For the word of Yah is one. Dare men even begin to imagine, my brothers and sisters, that men are divided? Think about it now. Divided by the Holy Spirit? Divided by the gospel? Divided by the word of Yah? No, my brothers and sisters. After the pure thoughts of the Most High, men are not divided. But after the carnality of their own hearts, misunderstanding, not being led by the Most High, not realizing how much men need to be led by him, by such pride, men having the law, the scripture says, but not seeking it by faith, seeking the higher mind, the majesty of the mind of the Most High, men have sought to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted to the righteousness of Yah. What does it mean then, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says that we must keep the commandments of Yah through the faith of Yahshua? What it means, my brothers and sisters, is this. That either man discerns after the spirit of Yah the initial essence of what is divine thought, ideal, conscience. And it's only possible, my brothers and sisters, through faith that the Most High gives by having spoken to the heart directly himself, that this is possible. I promise you, my brothers and sisters, I promise you that the dimension of conscience that man must attain is not attainable after his flesh. The conscience that men must attain, my brothers and sisters, is not attainable after the various standards of a multitude of differing rulers. Deviations, difference, divisions are not the initial divine vision. He who revealed that insight, my brothers and sisters, is Yah. Messiah will not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, and neither should you. The Most High told me directly. He said that either I hearken to him, or he said someone make a fool of me. Well, I can simply say, my brothers and sisters, Messiah will tell the world that either men hearken to him or they will remain blind, because the whole world has been exactly that, in so many ways blind. And if men have not believed and understood, the Messiah will come to restore the exceeding knowledge of righteousness, that is the righteousness of Yah, beyond all this present generation. If men, my brothers and sisters, are not prepared to understand that Yah sends Messiah to restore, to bring remembrance. True to all things that he has declared by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. If men are not expecting, my brothers and sisters, a dimension, an understanding of the collective, cumulative word, to a dimension far beyond what is ordinary, then men, my brothers and sisters, have not believed the mind or the intelligence of Yah at all. I want you to understand there's a scripture that says it this way. I got a lot to talk about tonight. Let me move on. Scripture says that the words of a prophet are not necessarily contained. They say the words of the message of a prophet are not all necessarily contained in his own book. For holy men spoke as they were given unction by the Holy Spirit. And the scripture says, let us therefore consider that we have a much more sure word. Oh, it's made sure by what? It's reaffirmed not only by the one prophet, but by everyone, my brothers and sisters, who heard after that spirit, by all the prophets. Scripture even says all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that was in them. Meaning that when Messiah said the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things and bring all things to remembrance, what he seeks, the Spirit seeks to bring to remembrance. I said the Holy Spirit seeks to bring to remembrance. That he, Messiah, seeks to bring to remembrance. Is a recollection, my brothers and sisters, of all things that he spoke. Yes, to his apostles, and all things he spoke, my brothers and sisters, to the prophets of old, since the world began, concerning what is the great expectation that is still yet to be. And if all nations had that same, let's say, recognition of that same ultimate promise that transcends all the nations and all the divisions that are in it, if all the nations had that vision, my brothers and sisters, we could say that men have truly functioned after what is faith from Yah. And we can truly say, my brothers and sisters, that man would have accomplished what the scripture calls overcoming the world. But I will tell you now, Messiah said it well. He said, your righteousness must exceed that. Ultimately, he said, not just the scribes and Pharisees, but also your leaders. If he said, go forth and teach all nations what they didn't know, convert, baptize, make disciples of them, that he was actually saying your righteousness must exceed all the rulers of this world, for the principles from on high unto salvation have been given to him. And what must man be delivered from? All the misconceits of the nations, all the misconceits of all those who have misrepresented Yah. What did Psalmist David say? We're going to come back a little bit. Psalm 119, 97 through 104 in particular, the scriptures are there. And David, whom some of my brothers and sisters, was indeed an anointed king, true to the anointing of the Most High. The scriptures speak of him, my brothers and sisters, and he says, give me more understanding than all the elder and the honorable. How about all that were even his teachers? As the exceeding wisdom that comes from Yah himself. He petitioned that wisdom, my brothers and sisters, because he would keep, preserve, maintain, not forget the commandments and the instruction of Yah. Who will understand this in its time? Because Messiah will surely come to expose all the unrighteousness of all the rulers. Yes, my brothers and sisters, every man of unrighteous standard that has divided this world since the fall, he will expose them all. What does that tell you? Since the prophets say this, all the prophets say that this is something that he must do, he must prove foolish all the seeming wisdom of those that men have called wise. What else does this say, my brothers and sisters, since he said this he must do? But it is a forewarning and an admonition to us is that if we are wise, we realize that if Messiah in the last day must expose all false standards, that there are vestiges of every pollution this world has known since the dawn of the fall, it means, my brothers and sisters, he will expose them as being totally, completely inviolable in that day that men be free. And that means he will prove them foolish, faulted, fallen. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, a deception. Not salvation, but damnation. It means that all these standards always were inviolable. Vain. What does the Most High say? What does the scripture say?
ultimately in, what's 1 Corinthians 3? He said, the Most High knows that the thoughts of men are vain. The Most High knows, my brothers and sisters, something that oftentimes men don't quickly catch on to. But the thoughts of men are vain, inviolable. How about insufficient to please Yah? The imaginings of man, insufficient to please Yah. A deception, my brothers and sisters, if men think otherwise. Think about it. The scripture says such things as, if a man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. If a man consider himself wise after all the diverse standards in this world, let him know that he has not been discerning if he believes a multitude of contradictive standards are true unto Yah. If he thinks a multitude of contradictive standards represent the Most High, or that the Most High will in any way give honor or respect or license to such, that man is not known Yah. Think about it. The apostle said, I know nothing in which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this, for my judge is the Most High. Therefore, let no man consider himself so wise before the time until the Most High comes, or Messiah comes, to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. What else is this saying, my brothers and sisters, is that if any man considers himself wise in this world, after a multitude of divisive standards, before Messiah himself comes to expose all unrighteousness, then his faith, a man's faith, has not been in Yah at all. And his praise, my brothers and sisters, has not been of Yah, but a praise of men. Well, the scripture says in Isaiah 29, men are going to wake up one day and find out that their worship was after the precepts and doctrines of men. And it will have to be by a marvelous and wonderful manner, even inspired act on the part of the Most High. An inspired act, my brother and sister, whereby he raises the conscience of his people, that people are finally able to see in all the beyond all the veils and illusions that for so long have kept them blind, trusting in misrepresentatives, my brothers and sisters, rather than righteous voices or righteous voice from the Most High. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, if he said your rights must exceed that of your leaders, realize the gospel has always demanded that. If man does not exceed the unrighteousness of a multitude of fallen rulers, then man is a slave, my brothers and sisters, to fallen rulers. He has not then overcome the world and has not gained the victory till he attains the truth, my brothers and sisters, that misruling entities would never tell. Do I need to repeat that? When Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of the rulers, he called those rulers in Matthew 23 blind guides. Isaiah 24 said in the last days he's going to call them treacherous men. They kept the truth a mystery to men. I want you to think about it. It means, my brothers and my sisters, if we are wise, we understand what the scripture means when it says faith come by hearing a word from Yah. The rulers won't tell you the truth that transcends their treacheries. From whence then do you expect to receive it? Shall man expect to receive that exceeding wisdom from other men? Brothers and sisters, Messiah himself said to those who followed him, he said, there's many things I long to tell you, but you cannot bear, grasp, comprehend them yet. He said to the Holy Spirit comes to reveal, teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. How about tune your mind to a place to comprehend them? And believe me, he said, if you love me, you would keep, maintain, guard, preserve, obey his instructions, his commandments, that he might reveal more to you. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, most have missed the first step and stumbled. They forgot that the first command is that Yah is one, and you shall have no other standard less than he as your master, teacher,
Most High told me, if any time man is subject to any conscience less than his own, man is in tribulation, in bondage, my brothers and sisters, not free. It's the reason why Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. It's the reason why he said, you must preserve his righteousness beyond all others. Think about it. Do you think the gospel went forth telling folks that the best thing should ever be able to perceive is what their rulers, the blind, treacherous, self-righteous, selfishly ambitious rulers have established? He didn't say send forth the gospel to be constrained after the misconceits of man, or brothers and sisters, or anyone after the flesh, whose guidance is no greater than his own heart. My brothers and sisters, he gives the Spirit to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance that he has spoken concerning his righteousness as it is from the beginning. For a reason. Scriptures speak about the idea about he must bring forth a restitution, a restoration, a remembrance of all things. People think that's without a reason. You think he restores all these things and you are forewarned? Acts 3:18 through 23, Deuteronomy 29, out about 30:15. You even told in Matthew 4, chapter, remember the law which he gave his servant Moshe. Believe me, that's much more than just words on a paper. Because men interpreting all these words differently does not bring peace. You were told that this is much you must do. Did men forget that the Most High does nothing without reason? Did man forget, my brothers and sisters, that what the Most High declares that men must do has its purpose? And to forget that purpose, my brothers and sisters, we miss entirely the point. Either man's sense of righteousness exceeds the unrighteousness of this world, the divisive, perverse divisions, confusion, partialities, perversions of this world, or man has been overcome by the deceitfulness that is in this world. For the nature of the rulers has been always to hide the truth, and every lie a man believes, every half-truth, misguiding word that a man believes left to his already faulty foundations. Every one of these lies, brothers and sisters, is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. The very nature of a world system that has taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointing, even against his anointing, it grants power to see beyond the illusions. The nature of this world is that it establishes men from the time they are born upon faulty foundations, faulty expectations, faulty aspirations. Dreams, my brothers and sisters, that before Yah and his people who know the truth are still counted a nightmare. And establishing men upon faulty foundations, pretenses, false beliefs. The nature of the wicked is that they continue to tell you half-truth. They'll never tell you the whole truth. They continue to exploit you. And if you never discern, my brothers and sisters, that greater truth which Messiah spoke of when he said, I'm from above. I'm not of this world. Lest you believe that I am his word is sent from above. He said you will die in your sins. How about some vain, fallen, imperfect standard that can never represent him who is always and ever will be purely and perfectly all that he is as true to his name when he says he's great. I am that I am. Not as men imagine. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The imaginations of men will never, ever change the vision, the expectation, the purpose, the majesty, the magnificence that is divine mind unto the manifestation of all that is his purpose. What he declared from the beginning must be, and that means man must learn his instruction. Man must learn the instruction of the Most High if he is to partake in the bringing forth of that glory. It's not after the instruction of another. And it's certainly, my brothers and sisters, the manifestation of that beauty is not after a multitude of diverse kings. He said, all authority unto the building of this kingdom. Oh, I hope you understand that. He said it was given to him. Why is it that men believe, my brothers and sisters, that a multitude of other rulers of us all who contend with one another are speaking that word? Hear me and discern, my brothers and sisters. We were forewarned. The Messiah will come to reprove all. All pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, whatever they call themselves, all in some way be reproved by a greater word. And if that is not our expectation, where is our faith? He said, Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. He said, when he does this, then shall men ought to praise Yah, which means that wherever men have been blinded or remain blind, shackled, after some misconceit of man, man, my brothers and sisters, is still in bondage after the ways of men. He said, your righteous must conceive that are your rulers. This man must do to overcome the world, the deceits that are in it. This man must do, my brothers and sisters, that he's not a liar with the rest of the liars. This man must do, my brothers and sisters, that he's not left a fool after the folly of so many others. The truth is what it is. And if man cannot believe it, to operate in it, or refuses to oblige it and agree with it, man is certainly then, my brothers and sisters, a fool. The truth is what it is. No shake, no shimmy. Man who chooses to contend with the truth or against the truth is a fool. Fallen. Foolish. For before the Most High, the truth will not be denied. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, again. Isaiah 25 talks about gaining the victory, seeing beyond the veil, the covering that's over all the nations. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. That is not just the deceit that is upon the hearts and minds of men by the rulers. But my brothers and sisters, I dare to say, if you read it all the way from Isaiah 24, there are many who desire that the deceits, the falsehood, the illusions that blind men, the darkness that keep men from seeing the greater light, they prefer that it still remain. My brothers and sisters, that they themselves, so often, yes, even the men among the congregations, might not be discerned in their folly. Pastors know that they oftentimes stand in a position of championing the illusions of the people. And I've had so many times pastors tell me exactly that. If the people are willing to buy it, even if they knew, hey, they've admitted to me directly, they know a whole lot of things they're teaching. Is outright paganism, falsehood, even damnable. But they said if the people wanted it, they were willing to sell it. You need to understand what the nature of the heart is of men such as this. That if you told them the greater truth, they would not receive it. He said the spirit of truth, the worldly, those who love the misrule of this world, he said they would not receive. Why? Because they want to maintain their own self-rule. If he told you in advance that they would not teach you these things, why are they your teachers? Why have you not petitioned, my brothers and sisters, so many of you, for so much more? Knowing that the Most High can reveal, must reveal so much more. If, and he shall, it's not an if. When he appears to expose all the unrighteousness of every illusion, false righteousness, misallegiance that men have trusted, been beguiled to trust since the dawn of human fall, since the dawn of man's fall, my brothers and sisters, to a deviant who pretends to be wise. It's time to understand the real. We're warned that the Holy Spirit of truth, the world would not receive, my brothers and sisters, that the world would not receive it. I mean, guess what? It's the obvious where you have to get it from. But all the kings of this world, I said, but all the kings and rulers of this world have in common is that they've gathered against the Most High, against the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that would reveal and expose the unrighteousness of those rulers. Isn't it time we understand? Isn't it time we understand, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers seek that you never know the pure and perfect word, because if you knew the pure and perfect word, you'd know that they and their multiplicity have all been
deceivers. For purity and completion exalts only the will of one. Him whom our brothers and sisters did not have a counselor. Him whom our brothers and sisters is the creator of all things, owns all things, who gathered nothing from no one, who is all that is. Please, my brothers and sisters, every blinder, every lying, false leader, misrepresentation that this world has exalted must be overcome. Believe me, this world exalts many standards after many men, some blatantly wicked, apparently, and some not so apparently. But my brothers and sisters, the reason why I said watch out for false prophets, how do you guard yourself against false prophets? That's the word watch means, amongst other things. Guard yourself against false prophets. You say, what do? They cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform or do or teach fully what is the will of the Father. They teach you a vision of their own hearts then. They compel you to submit to your own righteousness. Hey, when the scripture said, and I know how they translated, it said, because men not knowing the righteousness of Yah sought to establish their own righteousness. He said that, well, they put it in the King James Version, Christ is the end of the law for those who believe. How about the Kurdi, the righteous one who reproves all the unrighteousness of all the nations and rulers, who reveals the light the world would obscure? That one, my brothers and sisters, the Kurdi, they put down Christ. Let me tell you what the ancient word was. The reason why his kingdom was called Kurdistan. Yes, my brothers and sisters, hear me. Scriptures would actually have said that the Kurdi, him who exposes all the unrighteousness of the rulers, he is the end of man's trust and a multitude of worldly flaws for those who believe him. I did not say the multitude of standards of men. Or somebody saying, well, scripture says law. Let me tell you something. What did the pagans call a law but the preservation of all their unholiness? When the gospel was going forth, my brother says, what most people identify as the rule among the nations. Look up that word, I tell you again, that word nomos, that the Greeks used for law. And it was indiscriminately used for state, civil, national law. And they even chose to use the same word for the law the Most High gave his people, Israel. So you really believe it's the grace and the gift of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that he leaves you subject to the lawless? That the grace of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that he leaves you indiscriminate and easily exploited? A misrepresentative for not knowing him as he is? He says the Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything he declares. Baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That means converting the people to seek the remission of their sins, the remission of their allegiance to all false standards, that they might be converted. Well, as I told you before, my brothers and sisters, such peace, such oneness is not possible without a law. And any rule that men call a law that does not bring forth perfect order after what the Most High intended from the beginning is not lawful at all. Not a covenant at all. We were warned, my brothers and sisters, that the kings would take counsel against, in all their pluralities and chaos, still speaking vanity and lies because they took counsel against the will of one. Why do the nations rage and the peoples imagine vain things? But they're taking counsel against the will of one or the recognition of the sovereignty of one. The wise then, O kings, be instructed, O judges of the earth. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish before his wrath, while his anger is kindled but a little. But all the kings of this world have in common, brothers and sisters, is they all, in so many ways, have gathered against the realization of Messiah as the Kurdi. All our brothers and sisters, hey, I've forgotten. I look at the idea about the last verses of Revelation. Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Who is that? Did they tell you? Or did they seek to and beguile you not to discern that doctrine as to whom Messiah is? Is that one called the righteous one like the rising sun in Isaiah 41? To cast out all the darkness. The king of the east, Revelation 16. That were the
let's just say, reveal the truth that causes men to seek beyond all the rudiments and standards and barriers of the nations and all the rulers. That one, my brothers and sisters, written about in Jeremiah 23:5, calling the Lord our righteousness. How about King of Righteousness? It has the same meaning. Revelation 7:2, the angel from the rising sun, or the angel rising in the sun, the King of the East, the messenger of the covenant. Oh, my brothers and sisters, why didn't they tell you about that one who Messiah said that he is? That you go back and look at all the prophecies, and every one of them says that this one will teach man to exceed all the unrighteousness of all the rulers. Your rulers didn't want you to know that. And Scripture said in advance they wouldn't tell you. What then is the victory but understanding that you must transcend the unrighteousness of those who exalted themselves? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Whoever will not teach you to understand that you must discern the Messiah will bring forth a righteousness and a realization of truth that the whole world has for a long time denied. Whoever did not teach you that, my brothers and sisters, didn't teach you the gospel. When the scripture says, comfort ye, O my people, the time of your warfare, contentions among you must come to an end. It's talking about it, realizing who it is that's caused the contentions. Those who preserve a multitude of fallen standards. And it says they will all fall before the wisdom of one king. Even whole nations counted as vain because all their standards, if they do not perform all that is divine pleasure or compel men to seek it, it's all vanity, worthless before Yah. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, if you've got 10,000, a lot, but 10,000 Maseratis in, 10,000 Lamborghinis in, and every single one of them lacks a battery, you aren't going anywhere. You need to complete the thing, my brothers and sisters. And if there are no batteries, nobody's going anywhere. Everybody's stagnant. And that's really pretty much what Isaiah 30 is saying, talking about the beast that sits still because they take counsel from another. In other words, they would not take full instruction. And he calls them false sons who do so. Oh, you need to go back and read Isaiah 30, 1 through 8 through 15 very closely. He didn't say, go forth and teach all things, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, purging people beyond all illusions among the nations for nothing. He said it for a reason. Men, however, blinded by what they see, deceived by the multitude of diverse standards they see in the world, actually believe that a multitude of polluted standards could be the will of one, have been beguiled to believe such. Impossibility, brothers and sisters. Impossibility. What is the world? A multitude of fallen standards that do not respect the will of one. He said, your righteousness then must exceed that of your rulers. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Why? Because you're still in bondage to a multitude of false rulers. So you discern that exceeding truth. But they would not tell. There's a reason why my website exists. HiddenGospel.com. Articles there like Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Secret City Prophecies. Remember the promise. Tribulation, Great Tribulation, 7365 A.D. Truths, my brothers and sisters, that are contained there. Great mysteries, my brothers and sisters, that time for has come. That those who discern that the Most High has said nothing without a reason will read there, my brothers and sisters, and find so much scripture. It was prophesied in advance, your rulers would not tell, that if man has faith in Yah, he knows that these things must be retrieved under the fullness of all the vision that they collectively would bring to bear. Believe me, the Holy Spirit indeed seeks to teach all things, no lie in it. And many have not understood the context. You ever read some various, let's just say, some so-called legal documents, and they'll have on a certain line in reference to section 4.5.2 at participle part 3.5 section D while it's relating a context, a sentence. It says things like that. They say things like that. Hey, there's a reason why the scripture says that not everything that a prophet knows or would convey is contained in his own book. And it says, let us be very diligent. Very diligent, my brothers and sisters, unto a surety and confirmation of word. Until the morning star become a reality in our hearts. The truth, or the greater light revealed, my brothers and sisters, that cast out all the darkness of every illusion, or every inconjunct thought. There's so much contained in what is the words of the apostles that no one comprehends well, my brothers and sisters, unless he has a strong foundation in all that was said before. And I don't mean a foundation that comes after just simply opening the book and reading the pages. Many times, my brothers and sisters, men ask questions, but have they asked the Most High what they need to know in order to comprehend all that they ask questions about? Yah is still the instructor. He must be the instructor if man is to be led through the book rightly, or else men miss so much. Yah has ordained that his people must exceed the unrighteous of all the rulers. He has effectively established that indeed the very thoughts of men are vain. And in that he has said such a thing, that the thoughts of men are vain, inviolable, unworthy, worthless before him, and that they do not produce the end result he desires. Hey, if you say the thoughts of men are vain, so your rights must exceed that of the rulers. What else does it mean, my brothers and sisters? The man must hearken to him. And he said you would have capacity to hear from him. If what does the apostle say? Well, scripture talks about growing in grace. How about growing in the gifts he gives? Growing in the knowledge he gives. The psalmist said, give me more understanding than all the elder and the honorable, because I would keep thy commandments. Remember, keep, grow in. And believe me, 119 psalms, all about growth in the knowledge of God. He said, if you love me, keep, observe, do not forget my commandments, and I reveal myself, teach you even more. He wouldn't say that, my brothers and sisters, if a greater dimension of wisdom was not necessary. Men must exceed the very blind and righteousness of the rulers simply because, he said this simply because, none of their standards was ever viable. We must all reason to speak the same thing or be counted, my brothers and sisters, as undisciplined, still lawless, without a covenant. You think a covenant with the Most High? That we all speak after our own opinions, led merely by the flesh? Whatever is or ever will be worth anything in our heads, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has to put it there. He's told me directly there's nothing that he knows what's going on in the picayune little head of ours. What's awesome is that we begin to understand what's going on in his, and we must respect him as a greater, as the father, as the teacher. Else, my brothers and sisters, without a reference point, we have nothing upon which to truly grow or be driven to grow. He said to his people, if you read the benediction of Revelation 22, don't turn away from his word in even the least manner. If you take away, you take away your eternal life, a chance at eternal life. Add anything, you add damnation to your soul. Hey, he was telling you that he, as the Messiah, the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, who will rule the nation with a rod of iron. He was telling my brothers and sisters that if you expect anything less, you will fall short of the mark. Doomed as though living in the world, and the whole world is about to face the repercussions of having been neglectful unto the damnations, not just self, but the whole world. Man's neglect, my brothers and sisters, has left men without an intercessor. Man choosing to persecute, deny the truth, loving darkness more than light, has left the world to damnations. If a world, my brothers and sisters, if men do not seek the whole truth necessary for the salvation of their brothers, have they even kept the Shema as a covenant? Or have not men been mutually responsible in so many ways for their own destruction? Are people destroyed for lack of knowledge? We should have known and seek much more. Messiah warned that all who come to him that would inherit his kingdom must surely through him seek and discern how to exceed and overcome all misallegiances, every lie, all the unrighteous standards, political, social, and religious, of every other ruler, if they're going to enter his kingdom. Whoever does not, by faith, seek to attain the exceeding word, the rulers have schemed against. for so many ages and sought to hide, has not gained the victory, has not gained the overcoming, what is called the overcoming of the world. And whoever does not overcome the world is overcome by it. The rulers of the nations, my brothers and sisters, have sought to defy the divine promise by hiding the truth and preserving illusions, far from the righteous plan and expectation of the Most High, and the people not knowing what to expect, falling from faith, and that they trust only what men have said. Again, the promise of Yah to those who believe, and how can men believe or call upon him whom they have not heard? Faith must come by hearing a word from Yah. That is what was
90 seconds.
And the one called the Savior. Who shall become a partaker in the blessing of Yah but them who discern the light that the rulers would seek to preserve and keep in darkness? Sigh himself, my brothers and sisters, must first awaken to see that exceeding promise. That's what's written in Isaiah 50. That many thereafter discern the blessed plan the Most High has established from the beginning. They will finally bring the people to learn what it
seconds.
Is. Recognizing the need to cooperate unto one justice. What was 2,000 years ago, the expectation of the righteous on earth, those who had faith on earth, to exceed the ruler, is now a forgotten and long for most people a distant, never even heard of mystery, memory. The truth of the prophecy is one who must see what must come forth first. For the world worn without excuse and repent when at last the truth is known. Read Isaiah 50, my brothers and sisters, about the one the scripture says, morning by morning the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I have not turned back the rebellious way that I should know how to declare a word to the weary.
10 seconds.
Oh, heaven help us. It tells me I got about 10 seconds left and there's so much more I need to speak. Well, to speak again, my brothers and sisters, this Menedim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, to his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! And yes, I will continue this show a bit in the archives. Can't finish this show without these things. Think about it. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Let's, again, seek Yah. Discern the fullness of the will. To the prophecy, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says things would get worse and worse. Men more and more divided. Already on an unstable foundation, what else do you expect? The rulers of the earth have caused this scheme to kill the hope of ages by presenting the masses with what it's only the preservation of worldly illusions against the true knowledge of divine promise. Why have men done this? Jeremiah 30:10-11 says he will make a full end of all nations that have scattered, divided, dissuaded, misled his people. The rulers want you to know that. Have they been true in all things the Most High declared? And if they have not been, then they have misled you. He said, the nation that would not serve Israel and Israel was made that people of light, the pure light that the world was obscure. So the nation that would not serve Israel will perish. Well, I got news for you. Israel still has a lot of growing to do because Israel hasn't become a perfect light yet. Yes, my brothers and sisters. Israel. Still has become that pure, perfect people. And the Most High has envisioned. And the only way it's going to happen is men going to have to respect the will of one. But guess what? The rulers haven't told folks what even to expect about that one who comes saying, listen to me, O isles, hark to me, O you nations. Most High called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, he made mention of my name. Made my mouth like a sharp sword in the shadow of his hand as he hid me. Made me a chosen bowman. Oh, yes. To reveal his glory, Yah has become my strength to bring his people back to him. Even to be a salvation to the ends of the earth. He said someone would do this, our brothers and sisters, upon the earth. That would grow unto a dimension of discretion that proves foolish all that the world had called wise. You got to believe in somebody coming out the sky, my brother and sister. They didn't tell you that words he comes like with a cloud means he comes like a cloud, a testimony from on high that all will see. They didn't tell you that they took a word, taking a word that means with, and should have been translated in this case like. A testimony from all on high that all eyes see the glory. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, that we discern the truth? Why did they tell you about the secrets of the prophecies? Why did they tell you who Messiah said he is? Could it be, my brothers and sisters, because they wanted to keep you blind to the exceeding authority, the authority of the one the Most High sends, to expose all those who have divided this world, man against man, and man against Yah, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, without the reference point of the Most High coming directly from him. I said coming directly from him. What do men have as a standard, my brothers and sisters, by which they might be healed? For the rulers hiding the vision from you have compelled many, like I said, to exalt their own ideas and vision. And my brothers and sisters, that could only be, well, the scripture said, my greatest desire for Israel is they might be saved. That has only been to a multitude of damnations, division. Sin, every fallen standard is exactly that. Most High didn't devise the fallen standard, my brothers and sisters. It's a result of the machinations of man. Well, there's none who remembers the promise that creates allegiance unto all that is divine pleasure. There is still yet none righteous. There's no righteous, and in fact, for none discerns the promise that creates allegiance unto all that is divine pleasure. Truly, Yah and all that is his covenant, there is no inheritor. Therefore, Messiah is sent, my brothers and sisters. Read Psalm 14, Psalm 53, and realize why he comes. He comes because the whole world has become blinded, wherein there's no intercessor, none who discerns enough how much they need to seek Yah. So he comes, my brothers and sisters, to bring Israel salvation or fullness, that his people shall be reconciled, blessed, glad. Most times beheld there was no intercessor. So he took upon himself what the whole world did not, the full armor of Yah. But whoever would not seek the fullness of this word, reason as one would still be counted an enemy. What did he say in Isaiah 59? Well, think about it in the context of Yohanan 15:14. You're my friend if you do everything that I command. He said, you have an opportunity unto this attainment if you hold steadfast the covenant. Have men done so? Many of my brothers and sisters, every time the men is exalted, blinded standards, it is animosity against the recovery of what must be remembered. If man does not exceed the unrighteousness of the rulers, he is overcome by the rulers. If man does not exceed the unrighteousness of the rulers, what did Messiah say? Servant is no greater than his master. If your master is wicked, if your master is lawless, what then amen? My brothers and sisters, there's a reason why the scripture of the Holy Spirit teaches all things and brings all things to remembrance, because these things we must remember. Man's forgetfulness is not declared standard. The device of the system, my brothers and sisters. Rulers of the nations, since the fall, have been to hide the truth, twist men's thoughts and reference points, not to perceive what indeed is the foundation. That all remain unstable, unable to collaborate or cooperate, unto collectively perceiving beyond the illusion. And the rulers have figured that they have lied so much that Isaiah 29 speaks of them saying, who sees that they do corruptly? Isaiah 56 says they will say, hey, tomorrow, for in all their drunkenness, while they devour the people and the mass of their illusions and lies, pretentiousness, unrighteous avocations, they say, hey, nobody's going to see beyond it. So they say. Pastor one time told me, how many people you think are going to get that? Yeah. He had no intentions of telling him either. The scripture says tomorrow there'll be more for us. They'll continue to deceive to the very end. Well, it's a wisdom that must be exceeded, my brothers and sisters. And it's what men have called wisdom. It is not before Yah wisdom at all. Lest man overcome every one of these damningly divisive obstacles against the word of promise, man remains vain, fallen, and a slave to the beast. HiddenGospel.com, my brothers and sisters, powerful words there. You need to check out those articles that I mentioned, the ones that you see up in the chat. It's about 50-some-odd articles up there. Hey, you need every one of them. But you can start out with the articles like Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, Great Tribulation, 70-365 AD. Articles like that, my brothers and sisters, remember the promise. Remember that the eventuality is after the will of one. Foundation unto that eventuality is after the will of one. Discern this truth and let no man deceive you. When the scriptures speak about the ones whose voice is like one crying in the wilderness, speak to one, my brothers and sisters, who will tell the people that they need far more than what they know. That's in Isaiah 40. It says, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. It means seek a righteousness greater than what you know that in order to transcend all your differences. Isaiah 28 says, concerning Messiah and his appearance, to whom shall he teach knowledge and whom shall he make to understand the report amidst the people who are still like those barely drawn from the milk. Barely drawn from the breast, barely born. Weaned from milk. Having developed chops, said my brothers and sisters, for a heavy word. Scripture says he will lead his people by a way that they have not known. Isaiah 42:16. It says the way of peace they have not known. They have not seen how to transcend the lies of their rulers. But he comes, my brothers and sisters, to reveal all these things. Who are prepared to hear him in his time? Who, having hearkened to Yah, proves that he will be an asset as a student rather than a liability? Will be counted worthy to discern his word, that in his time they might be the blessing to the world that is so desperately in this time needs. Again, my brothers and sisters, till we speak again. This has been Enemy Out of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Twas my honor and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. A blessed Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Don't forget to check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Support this ministry, my brothers and sisters. And prove also to the Most High in your discerning that you will be amongst those who will testify to the truth rather than remain silent. My brothers and sisters, we must discern the truth and shine the light. What do you do to a light bulb, my brothers and sisters? Hooked to the juice, it won't shine.